My very special guest this morning was born in New Zealand, Vidyamala Birch, who, along with Claire Irvin, has written a book, Mindfulness for Women, Declutter Your Mind, Simplify Your Life, Found Out or Find Time to Be Me. Fascinating book, this one, Vidyamala.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, now, let's talk about your life journey before we get into the book, because you were born in New Zealand.
Yeah, I'm a Kiwi girl. I was born in Wellington in 1959, and then I left when I was 30. To move to the UK to live in a Buddhist retreat centre for women.
Wow. So you obviously were schooled and worked in Wellington initially.
I went to school in Wellington, worked there in the film industry, and actually I did work for TVNZ up here in Auckland as well.
Uh-huh.
And I worked on some feature films in the 80s as a film editor and a sound editor.
So what made you then sort of turn your life around, so to speak, go to the UK and change, I guess, everything in a way?
Well, really it was personal difficulty, even catastrophe. I had a spinal injury when I was 16, and I had some major operations when I was 17. And for a few years, I managed to keep going, which is when I was working.
Right.
But eventually, when I was 25, my back got really, really bad, and I had quite a big crisis physically, and also mentally and emotionally, just coping with that and dealing with that. And that's when I started to meditate. I started to turn my awareness inwards to work on, if you like, my mental and emotional response to the fact that I had a body that was painful and impaired. I mean, I'm a wheelchair user now.
Right.
I use crutches sometimes. I've got a paralyzed bowel, paralyzed bladder. So it was quite major. And I just couldn't keep going. I couldn't keep pushing through that situation. I use my work. I love my work. But I did use it as a big distraction. And eventually my body sort of rose up and said, no
enough
more.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
So at the age of 30, you went and went to a Buddhist retreat, as you said, in the UK. So did things sort of change and look up from there? Your life change? Your body change?
My body's changed enormously. The way it is now, I've still got a disability. I've still got pain. But it's almost miraculously better than it was, say, 20 years ago. And I think that's through using mindfulness, using meditation, and also just being aware of my breath and my daily life, that's had a huge effect. Usually when we've got something difficult, we hold our breath. So just learning to breathe better has had a huge effect. I do exercises every day. I swim regularly. I've got a brace that I wear, a spinal brace that I wear. So there's many, many different things that I've just applied over a broad front for decades. And my life is, in a way, unimaginably better than it was when I was 30. I have a very good life now. I travel all over the world teaching mindfulness, teaching Buddhism. And my back is still bad, but I have a good life.
They always say it's mind over matter, don't they? You know, you hear that saying all the time. But in your case, I guess in a way it was or is.
I think so. I mean, I think mind over matter, it's much more subtle than that. It's not like you can just sort of think your pain away, because then you can just get into hating your pain still and want it to go away. But it's more like accepting. So it's a deep acceptance. This is the way things are. This is how it is for me. And I don't need to be a victim mentally and emotionally to this situation.
And just move on.
And just move on and live with it. So rather than overcoming it and living in spite of it, I've learned to live with it and to make adaptations to how I live. But as I say, I have a very rich and fulfilling life these days.
So let's talk about the book, Mindfulness for Women. Take us down the path of the book and what it follows, so to speak.
Okay, so this is actually my third book. The first couple of books were about mindfulness for pain and illness. And then I was approached by my agent, would I like to co-author Mindfulness for Women? And I thought, yes, why not? I found that quite an exciting prospect. I'm a woman.
Yes.
And I'm a Kiwi woman of a certain generation. So I was brought up in the 70s, early feminism. And I was aware that I had opportunities that my mother didn't have, for example, that my life was very, very different to my mother's life.
Mm.
And I was excited by early feminism. My experience growing up at Wellington Girls College in the 70s was we were told you can do anything. You can do anything as a woman.
Mm.
But I sometimes wonder, talking to younger women now, whether that's morphed into you should do everything. So there's this incredible pressure to be a, you know, have a family, have a career, look after the kids, look after the aging parents, multitask.
Superwoman.
Superwoman, exactly. And so I wrote this book really just to help women become comfortable in their own skins, accept who they are. We do have, obviously, men and women you know, we're all human beings, but I think there are particular areas that women can look at. And one of them is body image, for example. We live in a world of airbrushed body images. And so it's very easy to think that the lumpy, bumpy body that you look at in the mirror in the morning is inadequate, isn't good enough. So there's quite a lot of body meditations in the book, helping us just be comfortable in our own skins with our lumpy, bumpy bodies, which we all have. And it's very interesting that depression is twice as common in women as men. So mental illness is about equal in men and women. Men are more likely to have antisocial personality disorders and alcoholism, but women are twice as likely to be depressed. So I've got some meditations around how to work with mood, how to work with low mood. And I think that's very helpful.
Women come under a lot of pressure, really, don't they? I mean, even as young girls growing up, they're looking at pictures of these stars.
Absolutely.
And entertainers, and they all want to be like them. So
yes.
There's
yes.
so much pressure.
Yes, I wouldn't want to be a young woman these days, particularly with social media.
Yeah.
There's the bullying and the harassment.
And that's the other thing too.
Yes.
Bullying's massive. So do you touch on the bullying thing
we
in the
do.
Book as well?
Yeah. I mean, in a way, mindfulness is very simple. Hard to practice, but a simple concept. And it's simply to be present, to know what your experience is in each present moment, to know what you're feeling in your body, to know what your thoughts are, and to know what your emotions are. And then rather than just kind of bouncing off them reactively, sort of say you've got anxiety, to just push it away or wallow in it. With mindfulness, it's like, oh, I'm anxious. What can I do right now to help my anxiety?
Mm.
And it might be to take a few deep breaths. It might be as simple as that, to feel your feet on the floor, your bum on the chair, and to just to sort of settle rather than being in this wound up state. That's the other thing. I think most of us, men and women in the modern world, we're a bit wound up all the time.
Oh, it's true. I mean, it's just the stresses you work under in this modern world.
Absolutely.
In a way, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Social media, the whole thing.
Exactly, yeah.
You've written this book with Claire Irvin. So tell us a little bit about Claire.
So Claire's interesting. She's quite a high-powered journalist in London, and she's got two small children. And she didn't know anything about mindfulness. So the agent hooked us up as she was, if you like, the guinea pig.
Yeah.
So I was the expert and she was the guinea pig, learning to meditate, learning to practice mindfulness. And the book includes her diary of learning the different practices in the book, the different meditations. And her diary is really good, very, very accessible, often hilarious. She didn't find it that easy.
No.
But she's very honest about that. And it was life-changing for her.
And the book also comes, and I like this, with a CD, a guide to meditation as well, which
That's
is great.
Right. It's got 8 meditation CDs in the back. They're just 10 minutes long, so anyone can do them. You can also download them from my website, which is vidyamala-birch.com. So the idea is it's a book you can dip in and out of. We know that women are busy. We know that meditation can seem daunting. So you can just pick it up, have a go, see how you find it. Short practices. And their body awareness practices, there are practices to do with working with thoughts, and there's also some kindness meditations in there.
I think I might have to read it as well.
Good.
Really.
Yeah, well, I think it's very good for men as well.
You've sold me on it, Vidyamala.
Fantastic.
It's lovely to chat. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me in. Really enjoyed it.